Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I described how the motto, "In God We Trust," first appeared on a U.S. coin during the Civil War, and how it eventually became mandatory on all U.S. coins and currency. However, there is a possibility this motto may be eliminated on America's money in the coming years. 8 years ago, the U.S. Mint began striking American Liberty High Relief gold coins for collectors on a biannual basis. Each coin's unique interpretation depicts a modern Liberty that reflects the nation's diversity. This $100 face value coin was made of 1 ounce of pure gold. Along with these coins, the U.S. Mint also struck and sold a matching design 1 ounce pure silver medal. Since the medal was not given a face value, it was not required to include the same elements as used on U.S. coins, such as the "In God We Trust" motto. Yet the silver medals before this year's issue faithfully included all design elements, including mottos, except they had no denomination. For 2023, the silver medal does have two new differences from this year's gold $100 coin. The "In God We Trust" motto has been replaced by the phrase, "We shall persevere." Also, the unofficial model of "E Pluribus Unum" has been eliminated from the medal. There has not been any official explanation from the U.S. Mint why these mottos were deleted on this year's silver medal. However, this elimination of the motto on the medal could be a trial balloon for possibly some year removing it from future U.S. coins and currency. Despite widespread support for this motto on America's coins and currencies by older people, recent surveys among younger adults found that about half of them would prefer that it not be used. You might not agree with former President Theodore Roosevelt to omit "In God We Trust" on money that could be used for negative activities such as gambling and to facilitate crime. But any proposal to remove this motto from coins and currency would raise strong opinions on all sides of the issue. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.